Yuvamas Perk Tessayin Mishnehe. Afilu Shomam Min Hanoshim Omrus Meis Ish Ploni Dayo. Even if one would hear just women speaking that this guy died, that's enough. Meaning, this is a case of Mesiach Lefi Tuman, where they're not intending to give over edus. You just happen to hear them talking, and there's no reason to assume in this case that they're lying, because you sort of overhear them talking. So they don't have kavana to give edus at all. Even in this case, we're makel when it comes to an aguna to allow a woman that she shouldn't be an aguna, we're allowed to be samich on this. Even though also women aren't kosher to be made, they don't have kavana to be made, it's just mesiach lefi tuman, that's enough. Even if one would hear from children saying, Hare anu hochem lispoid, we're coming to give a eulogy of a likboris ish ploini, and to bury such and such person. And the Rav says, based on the Gemara, that we're talking about a case where they actually came back. Not that they're going to bury, but they came back, and they can even tell you, and they have to tell you, exactly what happened by the hesped, who spoke, what they spoke about. They have to mention the guy's name, because if they don't say all these things, the derech of tinokus is just to play games. Perhaps they just are burying an ant or some kind of insect and made a whole burial procession out of it. So you really have to find out exactly what happened. And Rabbi Yehuda says that that's enough to be mater woman to get remarried. And the Gemara says, therefore, what the Mishnah says when it says holchem, it means that we're going back to our house after we were maspid and we buried this person. Bein shu miskaven uvein she'enu miskaven. Whether he has kavana for edus. Sounds like we're talking about a katan. Even if the katan had kavana to give edus, uvein she'enu miskaven, or if he did not have kavana, it was just mesiach lefi tuman. The chiddush is miskaven, is that even if he has kavana, he's trying to give over edus, where there's more of a reason to assume that he's lying, because mesiach lefi tuman, there's no reason to assume somebody's lying. They're just saying over a story. He's still believed. And again, this is only a kula over here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Oimer bi Yisrael, ad she'e miskaven, by Yisrael. The girsa we have is ad she'e miskaven, but the Rosh and the Rif both had a girsa afal pi shu miskaven, which makes more sense. Even if he has kavana, meaning even if he gives it b'taras edus, where there is a reason that perhaps we can be choshesh that maybe he's lying because he's trying to give over testimony to allow this woman to get remarried. So it's not just mesiach lefi tuman where you just hear people speaking. Nevertheless, if it's a yisrael, you can be samich on them because you don't dafka need edus, and therefore, like we said, even a katan, isha, and so forth, you can be samich on it. Uvagoy. But by a goy, as it says in Tehillim, Asher PM Diber Shav, Im Hayim Eskavin Ein Eduso Edus. If he tries to do it, Betaras Edus, he has Kavana for Edus, he's not believed because we're assuming that he's trying to lie. Masha Enkain, if it's Nefiach Lefi Tumo, if he's just telling over a story, then he's believed. Not Betaras Edus, but more for clarification purposes where we would allow the woman to get remarried.